time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it is time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. That's the Sound Off line. It never changes. All you got to do is call up, give us a reaction. Probably last night's game, the sound off line was humming. He may make it to the big show. Let's see what we have today.
Caleb Barkley, Mike, you're only all over him because you went to Penn State. If he went to Oklahoma, you wouldn't even say it was that great.
No, that's where you read me wrong. I look at an overall talent. Like, you know what, did I say that LeBron was going to be the greatest guy to come into the league because he went to St. Mary's, St. Vincent? My eyeballs see talent, okay? And it's not because he went to Penn State. But the people that don't want to acknowledge are the anti-Penn State people. That's as sure as, that's, you know what.
Mike, best skill set ever for Saquon. Come on, man. He's got a great skill set. What about Bo Jackson, dude? Just Bo Jackson was even bigger and faster.
Yeah, Bo Jackson wasn't bigger at all. And he probably wasn't faster, but it's a comparison. Bo Jackson never caught the ball out of the backfield coming into the league. He did after he got into the league, but not coming into it like Barkley.
Michael, you're just noticing this lathering of creation by Joe Buck. This goes on every week. I swear it's in Aikman's contract that he has to introduce himself as this is Joe Buck with Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. Because he does it every time they come back from a break or at half or the beginning of the game. Just take notice of that.
He was
saying last night he had a great color combination. One of the ugliest jackets I've ever seen in my life.
No, it wasn't an ugly jacket, but I thought it was odd that he said he had a great color combination. Like, I think that it was weird.
Do you think it's like a pending commercial deal or something like that, and he's trying to get Troy an extra couple of dollars by mixing it, like he got outfitted with the suit?
I don't know. You know, those guys are both wealthy, for crying out loud. They have to get on their knees and grovel for stuff.
Collect extra dollars.
Yeah, I don't understand. It sounded weird. It did.
Here's why Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are terrible. Everything is how great Saquon Barkley is, or oh, how terrible the offensive play calling is for the Giants. Giants, 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 Giants. Meanwhile, Carson Wentz has total command of the game, and they aren't even saying anything about him.
You got selective hearing.
This is sickening.
No, you got selective hearing, man. I hate to hear when people like listen to the answers. They're not complimenting us enough. Come on, man, get over it.
This is all for the Cowboys maggot. Kyle Carson Wentz has more yardage, more touchdown passes, and less interceptions, and less play games than Dak Prescott. That don't make no sense.
You're saying with a straight face that you think Dak Prescott is better than Carson Wentz? Is that your point?
No. His point was that Carson, even though he missed the first two games,
has better stats, more yards, more
touchdowns, and less games.
Yeah, okay, so like he was giving a lesson to Cowboy fans. I misheard that.
Yeah,
I mean, how any idiot can make the case that Dak Prescott's better than Carson Wentz or that the Cowboys are better than the Eagles? It's just you're fooling yourself.
Outside of Saquon Barkley, the New York Giants, dang, they are just a bad football team. He is amazing to watch. He was fun to watch tonight. But the Giants stink. Even though the Giants stink, it feels damn good to get a win.
Yeah, it does. The Giants last night looked like one of the worst teams I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Listen up, Philadelphia. We can't get carried away with this win. Because the Giants stink. And again, Jalen Mills, he still stinks.
Nah, he played okay last night. There was one play where he got beat early in the game. But for the most part, he played well. Their secondary played very well.
I know most of our Eagle fan listeners out there probably hate the Cowboys more than the Giants. But I've always hated the Giants the most because
I hate New York sports teams with a passion. We have a rivalry in every sport. With Dallas, just won. And what I love about New York right now is, except for the Yankees, every team in New York, every team but the Yankees stinks.
Yeah, yeah. It comes around, goes around. And, you know, I agree. I hate the Yankee thing more than anything, because they tried to build into this power juggernaut and they still fell short.
Please, like, don't say things like it's impossible for the Eagles not to win this division. Or
there's
no way this team will lose. Or it's a guarantee this player will win this tournament. I'm not calling Mikey Mush for saying things like, but when you use those superlatives, it can really blow up in your face.
Nah, who cares if it blows up in my face? I'm giving you the factoids here. All right? And the factoids are, there's no way that the Eagles can lose this division to three inferior teams. And they're clearly inferior. So it's an impossibility that they lose the division. If they lose the division, it would be some kind of a meltdown or a major injury.
And Saquon Barkley is a wonderful and true talent. The same, he had to play for two loser organizations, the Giants and Penn State.
See what I mean? There you go. All you got to do is put that now as a sound drop. That's what I'm talking about. Loser organization. Penn State. That's what the guy said. Now you're telling me there's no Penn State bias.
I mean, that guy, yeah, but not in this booth.
That is
not in this booth.
Not in here. Atypical of what most people who didn't go to Penn State feel about Penn State, and you two are both culpable.
Not up in here.
You don't even know that you're culpable, and that's how I know you're culpable, because you don't even realize it, and I can read the tea leaves. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.